Welcome back to Prophecy Today. I'm Jimmy DeYoung. Thanks a lot for joining us. As we move into our second half hour, I'm going to be talking in just a moment with Wiki Madad. He's a longtime broadcast partner with us, very politically savvy, and we're going to talk to him. He's going to give us an analysis of how this new government did come together, what it means now, and what does the future look like as well. So glad that you could join us. We're here in temporary studios in Richland Park, Illinois. This is the home of Sauk Trail Baptist Temple. And we'll be there all day tomorrow, a one-day prophecy conference starting at 9 o'clock in the morning, then the next session at 10, followed in the afternoon by a 5 o'clock prophecy Q&A, and our final session at 6 o'clock. If you're in the listening area of one of our network stations, love to have you come and join us over there at the Sauk Trail Baptist Temple. All right, let's get to Wiki Madad. We promised he was going to give us an analysis of how everything came together. Wiki, if I was in charge of this thing, I would say, oh, praise the Lord, it is over. They have been working tediously at the task of trying to form a coalition government. Looks like everybody signed on. And right after Shabbat, will they not then go over to the president's house and present him with the information that this has happened?
Well, that is usually the custom. It's not the law, but it's usual, a little bit of respect for the office of the president, since he was the one, according to law, who directed them conduct the coalition. Here in Israel, the law is that after the elections, the various factions recommend to the president a candidate from among the members of Knesset who should become prime minister. He is then given a chance to form a coalition of reaching at least 61 seats. And as of yesterday, his two main coalition partners have signed on. He had earlier signed with a smaller faction, Tzipi Livni's movement party. And so I presume tonight he will be presenting the government to Mr. Peres. And then later on in the week, he will have to get Knesset confidence vote.
You know, Wiki, I can say this time and time again, and it's true every time I say it. There's no dull moment when you're playing with Israeli political activities. But is this one, the way they formed this coalition government, tougher than you can remember in recent history, or is it just kind of the normal thing?
Well, in the sense of the mechanism, it's very familiar. The major difference here is the first time in a good couple of years what we call in Israel the Haredi parties, or this more ultra-Orthodox, those who actually are less Zionist than most of the others, are out of the government. I'm talking about the Shas party and the United Torah Judaism party. And therefore, the emphasis on the coalition policies will be more on economic and social, and trying to get those who do not serve in the army to do so in a greater number. And that is one of the more sticking points here in Israel. As we move into another generation or another type of sphere or phase of the development of the state of Israel, it's a growth. And so that is what we'll see. How long it will maintain itself, will there be any eruptions or revolts within? You know as well as I do, anything can happen here.
Anything can happen, that is for sure. Well, the ultra-Orthodox, and that's who you're talking about, they suddenly find themselves politically outside. They're not in the camp, but they said it's going to be a tough road ahead because they're going to play hardball. And in fact, they have predicted, as you seem to indicate there, this may be a short-lived government. In other words, the government could fall within maybe the next year and have to go back to re-elections. Would you suggest that probably is what's going to happen?
No, I wouldn't go that far, because almost 4 years ago, when Netanyahu set up his first government after the elections of 2009, a lot of people also thought it would break up because of Ehud Barak, who crossed over, etc. He was formerly of the Labour Party. I'm not going to make a prediction on this. Sometimes in Israel, the weaker governments tend to stay together longer. Don't forget this new party, Yesh Atid, there is a future of a Yair Lapid, is basically a conglomerate of all sorts of people coming from all sorts of directions. And Jimmy, once you're elected to Knesset, you sort of like to stay there. To break up a coalition too fast is not going to happen. I think we once discussed this a few years ago. You don't get your pension as a member of Knesset unless you've served at least 2 years. So I think that we'll have a little bit of industrial quiet here for a while as things work themselves out.
Well, and give me a brief answer, if you will. I understand that this new government really recognizes the importance of Bible study because of some of the comments made by these non-Orthodox parties. But at the same time, it looks like this is going to be a good deal for religious Zionists. That's all talking about focus on the Word of God.
Well, yes. The what we call the religious Zionist movement has basically been rejuvenated to a sense. He's been very successful in building bridges to the Yesh Atid party, which is much more secular-oriented, but it has some actually religious figures inside. And so we might be seeing a new, as I said before, a new phase in the development of the State of Israel, where its basic Jewish values are extending out from the strict religious camp and making its way into the general society as a whole. So while they still think themselves, in a certain sense, shall we call it observance, for lack of a better term, the Jewish values, the biblical, historical, and hopefully future essence of what the Jewish state is to be according to the Bible, is beginning to spread in ways which we haven't seen it before, and I hope that that will be a remarkable development as, I think, a rejuvenation of the Jewishness and the biblical essence of what the State of Israel is supposed to be. Perhaps we'll have a new blossoming.
Amen and amen. Man, that is exciting news. Winky Madad, he is the man who has analyzed this new coalition government for us. He's a good friend and a great broadcast partner. Winky, thank you so much, my good friend. We appreciate what you had to offer to us today.
All right, Jimmy, thanks for having me on. And I can only add, if I may, that I hope that we'll be able to get over the visit of President Obama next week with all success for everybody, both America and Israel.